Joining me at Edgar Street is Pete Beadle. 6-0 scoreline, but I suppose for you it's just a question of having a look at the players and seeing how you can assess the squad.
Exactly, without doubt. It was the same scenario on Saturday. This was about for me to get a really good chance to look at the players against some decent opposition. Obviously, we want to thank West Brom for bringing the side down, because I'm sure they get plenty of offers to go there, so but they've come here. And it was a great workout for the lads, and some of them done extremely well. Some of them found it tough going, but like I said, we're not going to play teams like that every week, that's for sure. And they were fantastic, West Brom tonight. They moved the ball really well, and that's what we're trying to aspire to. But the players, I'm pleased with them. They put in a shift and they kept going, and it was difficult at times, and it was easy for them to get their heads down, but they didn't. They kept going, and that's a positive. And that's what we take out of it. We took out of it the fitness and the hard work, and that's the main thing we'll take from tonight.
And obviously, Stefan Sessegnon on the team sheet as well. I mean, some of the players that have played for Hereford tonight will just love it, the fact that they actually played against a Premier League player.
Listen, I think if they didn't enjoy that tonight, then they're in the wrong game, because these are the sort of nights. Lovely pitch, nice and slick, ball moved quickly, played some really good opposition, and they showed us how it should be done, and they did it really well. And credit to them, because they were excellent in their attitude and the way they went about it tonight. And our boys had a similar attitude in the fact they dug in and kept going, and on the night we weren't good enough, but we know that. We know we're not anywhere near what we shouldn't be anywhere near what they are. But what was really pleasing was they kept going, and I'm sure they would have come away with tired legs, but they'll have thoroughly enjoyed the game they had.
And it looked to me to be some new players in there that you hadn't used before, is that right?
No, most of them have been involved from the start. I think that team was pretty close to the one that played the second half at Malvern. And again, like I said, so it was good to have it's no good just giving them 45 minutes all the time. They need to have a good amount of minutes under their belt. And irrelevant of the score, it was the same as Saturday. I wouldn't have been too worried, listen, Saturday was great. We got the result and that was all a bonus. But the real bonus was the players and their attitude and the way they applied themselves. And the same was tonight. So I've been pleased with what they've done. There are some that are not quite there yet. And there are some that are not too far away, but they've got some work to do. But this is what pre-season games are all about.
And the fans will probably be asking, is there more to come? More players coming in?
Hopefully. We're trying to now sort of pinpoint one or two. There are more players now as pre-season goes on that are starting to get in contact. And we'll keep working, but there's also one or two here now that I think have earned their time here, and we'll hopefully announce one or two over the next couple of days that we can agree with, and because I think they've done well, and again, we're taking it on the fact of what they've achieved, not against the opposition, but what they can do in the way they've trained, in the way they've applied themselves in the games, and obviously remembering the sort of teams we're going to be playing. So like I said, so hopefully in the next few days we'll announce a few from the boys that have been involved in the last couple of games. But there's also some outside of that we're still chasing. So, like I said, there may be one or two more changes and new faces coming in the next, maybe in the next week or so. But the main thing is we need to maybe move some of the boys from this squad at the moment on, because they're not quite ready, and we need to make a bit of room because we've got an awful lot of bodies at the moment.
No Joel Edwards and no Tony James tonight. Are they injured?
No. Yeah, Joel's got a dead leg from the Malvern game. And again, it's there's no rush. Joel's here. We know he's going to be here. We want to make sure he's 100% fit. He wasn't right for Saturday. He was desperate to play tonight because he wants to play at Edgar Street, and he was keen to play Saturday and tonight. But I don't want to risk him. I want him to be ready. And so hopefully he'll be okay. He's done a bit more work tonight and he'll be ready for Saturday. Tony, similar. Tony played a game on, played nearly a foot, played 60 minutes, 70 minutes on Saturday. Obviously, Tony hasn't played competitive football for a little while now. So obviously, he's had half a game at Malvern. He's had another 60 minutes Saturday. To play another game now would be silly. It would cause an injury probably, or because Tony's not getting any younger. And he had a little knock as well. He's got a bit of a knock in his back, just his lower back, top end of his bum, if you like, where he fell awkwardly on Saturday. So again, no risks. We don't need to risk, and we've got plenty of bodies to fulfil the fixtures at the moment. So there's no rush with any of them at the minute. But hopefully they'll both be available for Saturday.
And how impressed were you with the support from the stands tonight?
Like I said, 1,800 again on a Tuesday night for a pre-season friendly. It says it all, doesn't it? I mean, there aren't many teams at any level that are going to get 1,800 for a home game on a friendly on a Tuesday night, especially after Saturday. So they've been magnificent. They were fantastic tonight with how patient they were with the team, because it's not easy to stand on a terrace and watching your team get trounced like that. But hopefully they'll see that there were some lads there, the whole group there, that really dug in and they didn't give up. they just weren't good enough on the night. And like I said, I think they appreciated that, and the players went down and appreciated them at the end, and it showed with the response they got that they do appreciate and understand that this is a new squad trying to come together. And if, like I said, if they stick with us like they did Saturday and tonight, then, like I said, things will only get better for us.
Merthyr will be a tough ask, really, because they're on a high, they've got promotion themselves.
All the games are tough at the moment because we're playing with groups of players that have never played together before. You know, FC United on Saturday was tough. They're champions from the league above where Merthyr are. You know, tonight we've played a team that are a Premier League team. Saturday, another group of champions. So we haven't picked easy friendlies for ourselves. So I'm really glad they were organised before I came in. So, but no, yeah, listen, it's going to be a tough game. They're all tough games, but that's what pre-season is about. The better teams we play, the more prepared we'll be when the season comes. So results are irrelevant. Performance is uppermost. Fitness is uppermost. And hopefully we get no injuries along the way. And every game we play against teams from higher leagues is another step forward for us in our progress to make sure we're ready come the 8th of August.
And it's been announced that the 8th of August is a home game. How pleased are you with that?
Well, I only just found that out, so thanks for that. Listen, delighted. Every game at home is going to be a cup final. The first league game of the season, of our new season, is at home, which will be fantastic. But we've got a few more weeks before we get to that, so we'll think about that a bit closer. I'm happy we're at home, first game. Always great to start at home in front of your own fans. Hopefully we can put a performance on for them when the day comes. But right now, we've still got a squad to put together, and we've got a lot of friendlies coming up. And we're going to see some faces in and out as we go along. And we'll look forward now to a training session on Thursday and then prepare for Merthyr on Saturday.